Welcome to MSCC View Radio, y'all. It's good to be back. It is officially time to start our conference previews. I'm your host, Brian. I'm joined by some wonderful members. It's a big Syracuse podcast today. First joining us from vacation, it's Boat Drinks. How are things?
I have my drink. I'm ready.
But do you have your boat?
I was on one yesterday.
That works. That works.
Yes.
Now we'll go West Coast for our second Syracuse alumni. It's David. Yep. How are things?
I'm a Syracuse fan. I'm not a Syracuse alumni. But yeah.
Fine. Close enough. Nobody cares about Syracuse, so nobody will notice.
I think Ryan's the only Syracuse alum of the posters who are around a lot, but.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And finally, also joining us from sunny San Diego, it is Mr. Andres.
Not quite yet, my friend. That happens next week when I move.
Close enough. You're what? Enough. You're frying your ass off somewhere out west.
Yeah, Las Vegas. Literally frying my ass off. For the last time.
Guess who's not there anymore? Doo-da. Yeah!
Yeah, but see, once you go to San Diego, though, the temperature drops about, like, 20 degrees, so.
Oh, yeah, it drops about 10 degrees from Escondido to San Marcos, and that's like five miles.
Hey, they don't have to know. All they know is that I'm in a good area, right on the coast, just chilling with my shades.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, all of California will be beachfront property soon, so. Yeah. But remember, California doesn't count. So, all right, so we're going to jump into the ACC today, God's Conference. Would be remiss if we didn't say that. And the big story is, how many games will Florida State lose? That's the real question.
I have to see their schedule, and I'll tell you right now. Hold on here.
They don't play Notre Dame. That's other than that, it's about your standard ACC football schedule. You know, little bit of Wake Forest, a little bit of NC State.
Do we have to play them this year?
Oh,
yeah. Dear God, what is that thing? But yes.
Well, they'll win that one.
Yes, obviously.
Fuck it. They're going to lose three games. They're going to lose to Boston College, Louisville, and Georgia Tech.
I like it. I'm with the man from wherever he lives.
Out west. I'm going to go with show me a Wake Forest.
Ooh. They're not very good, sir.
You mean
they lost to us twice in a row. They're not very good.
you mean the Wake Forest to be soon coached by El Tree's Miguel Herrera?
It would add a little spice to things.
or would Miguel Herrera go coach at NC State after the notorious TOB leaves, just to literally add spice to it?
TOB has been gone for, like, a while.
Yeah, has he?
Yeah, they've got some other guy now. They're pretending to be good by playing nobody out of conference, which is a great strategy that we really should embrace at Syracuse. But
that's an interesting thing. I'm going to call it, who in the ACC is pulling a Baylor? It's an interesting thing.
I will tell you right now, I've got the football helmet schedule up.
Boston College.
They play Maine, so FCS Maine, Howard, and then they play NIU, who's not going to be great this year.
But they also have Notre Dame. So that does make up for a lot.
Well, and so does Clemson. I mean, Clemson plays Wofford, Appy State, and
yeah.
Sort of.
Well, yeah. I mean,
where's
that? I mean,
State
it's kind of right to say NC State, but I mean, try Eastern Kentucky, Old Dominion, and South Alabama.
Yeah, I like Wake Forest with Elon, Army, Indiana. Oh, and Notre Dame.
You know they're going to lose to at least two of those schools.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't say Army's going to be good because they don't have a quarterback named Trent Steelman anymore. But triple option screws with people.
Such a great name.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
How about Duke with the weak schedule? Tulane, NC Central, Northwestern, and Army.
Wait. That's not very Duke-like.
No, it's not.
I mean, that includes an actual Power 5 conference school.
Yeah. Oh, Pitt's good with Youngstown State, Akron, Iowa.
And who hates Iowa?
Everybody.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. You know Terry Bowden is like building something small at Akron, right? It's not, they're not very good. Their product is pretty bad, but they've slowly gotten better ever since he got coached. I mean, that one of these days Akron has to pull off an upset. Hell, they almost did against Michigan last year.
That's what I was trying to remember which one it was.
But he's still a Bowden, which at the end of the day means he's just going to talk in a folksy voice, lull you into thinking good things are going to happen, and then shit the bed.
This is Dable Swinney?
No, this is Bowden, not Swinney. Swinney actually wins shit.
So this was the funniest thing I heard on Sports Talk last week. They're like, okay, so who's the next up-and-comer when Alabama opens up? I think that's a great job for Dabo Swinney. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Come on. You would all pay money to see it.
And then another one. They were talking Alabama and what other premier program, something else really big up there. And like, I'm like sitting there going, oh, man.
But realistically, we all know that once the job opens up at Alabama, once Saban finally decides to leave, the job's going to go to Kiffin. And he will gloriously fuck it up, just like he did USC.
Is Alabama that dumb?
Dude, you've got to stop with this stuff. I don't get laid till tomorrow night.
Oh.
You know, it had to be said.
It had to be.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, we can also look at, for fun football, the Coastal, also known as the pick a team, any team but Virginia.
2 years in a row.
Well, see, here's the thing. Virginia's fucked, right? Period. Right? They start out the schedule playing at UCLA, Notre Dame, William & Mary, and then they play Boise State, right? As the Boise State homer in me, obviously I've got to say that Virginia is going to win or Virginia is going to lose. But here's the thing. You decided to take the foolish thing. You decided to take a home and home with Boise State.
Not smart, Bob. Not smart.
Not smart at all.
Wow.
And then they play at Pitt, who could be realistically decent at 6-6.
It's where people go to die.
Yeah, it is true. That's all right. UNC, you know, they'll finally win it this year, right?
Oh, my God.
It's not Larry Fedora.
No, it's just going to be a cluster. I mean, it's kind of got to be Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
I think Paul's got it going.
Oh yeah, Georgia Tech's gone.
Especially when their conference schedule, the hardest game away. Well, they host Florida State and they travel to Miami, and they travel to us.
Yeah. Hot take. Georgia State or Georgia Tech can potentially go undefeated this year.
I would like a lot of what you're smoking. But maybe not till tomorrow, so that I can go to work.
That's funny. You know, but the funniest thing about Georgia Tech is really deep down in our hearts, we know it could happen.
I mean, it, doesn't look impossible, but they have to win like 3 toss-up games, and that's probably not – that just doesn't happen very often.
Right.
I mean,
but if it did, it'd be the best ever.
And no. You take that back.
Hey, my team sucks. It's all got to burn.
Maybe you should see a doctor about that, Ben.
I keep hearing I have great prospects for 2016. How's that? That's what I read about it. Like, oh, we got this guy maybe coming.
I mean, it's a bold strategy to give up on a season before it's even started.
It's better for our health, I think.
Yeah. You know, at this point, it's kind of almost may as
it's
well.
Like, if I do that, then and then we win some stuff, then I can be happy. If I go into it thinking, oh, I can win this. It's very sad when I lose all that. We won 3 times last year, Brian. 3 times.
I know, and you almost freaking pulled one off against us because apparently
you guys were sleeping.
No. We decided for the middle portion of the schedule to adopt the LSU school of thought, not have a quarterback, and beat you into submission with our defense.
That's not always effective.
No, but it was pretty effective for us.
Well, yeah, your defense was really good, which was really unlike modern Clemson, but yeah, I did it.
Yep, and, you know, if we hadn't thrown 2 pick sixes against Georgia Tech, probably would have won. Their defense scored more points than their offense in that game, I believe. Or, yeah. It was depressing. But that's what happens. So, all right. What does Duke do this year? Do they do anything? Please, God, no.
Outside of make a bowl game? Or are we, like...
Are they going to challenge for the Coastal?
I'm just assuming that everybody except UVA and Georgia Tech are going to go 7-5. I mean, that's how that works, right?
Yeah.
We don't go 7-5.
I'm talking about in the Coastal.
Oh.
That's the other division.
Oh, those other guys.
The division where everybody's mediocre is supposed to the bipolar.
I really don't think. Exactly. Like, I could totally see them destroying. I could totally see them destroying Georgia Tech and then next week losing to both Boston College and Army.
In the same week? That's impressive.
Yeah.
Some people have skills.
No. That's not bad. I would enjoy, you know who would be fun to see do well just to fuck with everybody would be Pitt.
Yes.
if we could flip the direction of the cosmic Pittsburgh Syracuse era this year, that would be good too.
Yeah.
So
if Pitt did really great except for the game we beat them, that would be super.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Got to get you 3 wins somehow.
Exactly.
This year is going to be really frustrating, but we can talk. When we get to SEO, we can mention that.
Hey, it's okay. You guys get to play LSU.
See, this is
the likelihood.
I mean,
even though they're like considered not very good, we will just be meat.
I mean, so they may be a down year for LSU.
We will be annihilated.
Since we're not going to bring 1998 Syracuse on the field, that's still not going to be good enough for us to beat them.
Like, certain teams aren't coming through that door.
Who on God's green earth thought that was a good idea?
I bet you it's the guy that's not the AD anymore.
Yeah.
It's been 10 seasons. Just going to show you, it's been 10 seasons since Wake Forest last was really good. Oh. I think Wake Forest is going to have one of those random 10-year spurts where they're good.
No, they're... That, no.
It sounds like the suckitude is high.
The suckitude is high. It is very high. But look at their schedule. Just take a look at their schedule for a second, right? They play Elon.
Do you have you to guys, make me?
Syracuse fans have already given up on the season. So let's say
no, not against Wake Forest. That's one of our options.
No, we're actually not going to give up on the season until midseason because, well, our season starts off with a bunch of cupcakes in LSU. But
see, here's the thing. Elon at Syracuse, at Army, Indiana, which is horrible as well.
Wait, Indiana was doing really well part of last year.
Yeah, the beginning part.
That is SEC West champion Indiana.
Exactly. Thank you,
SEC
Brian.
SEC East champion, I think. Not quite,
yeah.
I mean, Missouri is actually in the East. Let's kind of...
No.
Geographically.
It's okay. But
guys, I'm serious. Wake Forest has a possibility of making it to a bowl game.
You know what that is? That is level of Rutgers could only win two games this year. That's what
in a rational universe, that would have been true.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I'm just trying to be the sort of logical one.
You're not even at a conference. I feel you may be playing with us.
Speaking of teams not in our conference, well, I'll say that. I will just once again point out that in only one of his five seasons has Brian Kelly won eight games in the regular season.
And the other ones?
No, he's never won more. So one year, when they went to the BCS title game, he won more than eight in the regular season. The other four, it's always been eight or seven.
Okay, so he has one. He won eight.
Right, but he hasn't won more. So his best record.
He's never hit that nine in something.
Yeah. And it's glorious. Glorious. Fuck Notre Dame.
Whoa. They are a part of your conference.
No, they are not a part of my football conference. They are just.
They wander in for basketball.
Yeah.
And because, well, half of us are Syracuse fans, that matters.
We're here to talk about real sports, y'all.
So then why are we talking about ACC football?
What do you root for again? Do they even exist still?
Do they still have a blue field? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
They changed their field for like 2 days this summer. They had green grass, like real grass.
Why?
Noted it was for soccer friendly, but still.
There was
the apocalypse has cometh.
Yeah.
Yes, there was a soccer friendly. It was Athletic Bilbao and Cholos Tijuana.
What?
Those sound like drinks.
In Boise? Okay.
Yeah.
Sound like
drinks. A team from Mexico and a team from Spain. Traveled to Spain. To Boise.
You know, yes. Boise doesn't have a lot of growth, so that makes some sense, because really there's not a lot of grass. They looked around and thought, hey, it's really strange desert. I'm here. Yeah, okay.
I'm just going to throw it out there. That whole area has the second largest population of Basque people.
Really?
In the world, outside of the Basque country, yes.
That's cool.
That's the whole reason why they have soccer. There were sheep.
Whoa, wait. So that means an A&M contingent came up for the game?
There may have been. I don't know. I wasn't there at the game.
I just know.
Yes. I just know that they replaced, they put like sod, green grass and sod over the blue turf. So that the teams could play as soccer friendly on real grass.
Wow, that's got to have been surreal.
I don't understand, and I won't respond.
my brain.
So anyway,
we got your old AD anyway.
That's true. Yeah. All right, so then I guess Florida State repeat as ACC champ.
Oh, I hope not.
I'm going bold. I'm saying Louisville.
So you're not done with the media liking in your team then, Brian?
All that matters is how healthy Deshaun Watson is, because if he's healthy, we can beat anybody. If she's not healthy, well, there's going to be a big bottle of booze with my name on it each week.
Yeah.
Look, so here's the thing. I honestly don't know how good or bad Clemson can be this year. Just because, once again, ACC is something I follow very rarely. But Florida State, with how many suspensions they've had, plus, you know, the whole recruitment thing, and seeing what Bobby Petrino is doing once again at Louisville, that's my mad reasoning for Louisville finishing at the top of Atlantic Division. Now, with that being said, Florida State could still be ranked higher than Louisville, you know. And as I said, you guys said Florida State, how many games will Florida State lose? And I still say 3. But Louisville could easily conceivably win the Atlantic. No problems.
That's ballsy.
He's walking on the edge.
Mainly, too, because they're returning 5 starters on offense and 4 starters on defense. They lost a lot from last year.
Yeah.
And Petrino's not been recruiting at Petrino levels, so I'm a little, I don't know. I think they fill that Georgia Tech role of
mess with you.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens, but God, I just hope Florida State doesn't win.
Ugh.
You know, maybe whoever, I guess McGuire or Golson, whoever wins the starting job can recreate Jameis Winston's, backward scramble from against Oregon.
That would be fun.
Oh, that please. Just makes me smile on any day of the week, anytime, no matter how sad or lonely I might be.
God,
the glory. It's almost like a puppy dog picture. It's so good.
I'm gonna call it the fumble. Just that the fumble from now on is that. Yeah.
Okay, as a one-time Browns fan, I'm perfectly okay with you taking the fumble.
Oh, no, this is just for college. The Browns get everything for the NFL.
I gave up on following the Browns a long time ago, but yeah. That was when I started out following football.
That's all right, but... All right, so moving to the Pac-12, which is always a fun conference. I mean, does anyone topple Oregon?
Are we actually in the Pac-12 now?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we jumped quickly.
So we're just going to skip over the bottom half of the Atlantic then.
Please, it's terrible.
They all know it. Not cheeky and fun. If you guys weren't here, I'd make fun of Syracuse, but, you know.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Syracuse sucks!
We haven't regained any sense of football knowledge to face.
Yeah, not at all. I mean,
we could easily start 5-1 and then do, dear God, what is that thing? But, you know.
As an Oregon fan, I'm going to say this respectfully, or rather, having grown up an Oregon fan, I'm going to say this respectfully. I think Oregon doesn't win the North this year, and I don't think Stanford wins the North either.
Okay, are you just saying that somebody's got to be good, and Oregon and Stanford are taking a step back? Because I just don't see it.
I'm picking the Pac-12's best quarterback.
I'm going Cal.
Yeah, but you see, you have to stop the other team from scoring.
Did you just say Cal? I think he said Cal. Brian, he said Cal.
All right.
I'm concerned about his health.
We should get you tested.
I mean, they'll score, but they don't have a defense the last time I checked.
Let's see here. They scored 459. Yeah, they gave up the most points in the Pac-12.
Eek.
Granted, there were three teams. Cal, Washington State, and Colorado.
Yeah.
That were pretty rough, and then everybody else was better.
It's gotta suck to be Colorado, because they could get way better and still finish last in the Pac-12 Middle South.
Yeah, but Oregon State lost Riley, so I think they're fairly safe at being the worst team in the North.
Didn't they get that other awesome guy?
They got Gary Anderson from
exactly
from Utah State by way of Wisconsin.
Yeah. just hear me out here, right?
Oh, God. Okay.
Look, I'm full. Hey, you want a fun and cheeky podcast that has maximum insanity, or do you want facts?
I mean, we already had Cruel and Tragic with Syracuse fans on. So
yeah.
Go right ahead, Mr. Hondros. Go right ahead.
Alright. So the beginning of their non-conference schedule actually sets up relatively nicely. Like, you play Grambling State, you play San Diego State, and then your biggest trick is at Texas. But nobody knows how good Texas will be this year. Or how bad.
Charlie Strong's gonna break your face. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Probably. But then from Texas you travel to Washington. And then Washington State, and then at Utah, who's supposed to be a 6-6 team, maybe. Okay.
I think you're underrated. The only reason they're a 6-6 team, maybe, is because they're in the Pac-12 South.
Right. But see, here's the thing, right? Cal last year, for giving up the most points, for having no defense, still went 5-7 last year, and really should have beat Stanford. You take away two of those wins that were by 7 points or less, they would have been a bowl team, and Pauly would have, you know, had a good chance of winning their bowl game because of offense, right? You improve the accuracy of Jared Goff a little bit, and you improve their defense a lot a bit, even if it's a shitty defense, if it's less shitty than last year, that's two wins.
Still hard to think.
Yeah.
Then you play at UCLA, USC, at Oregon, right? Oregon's has to have the random ass slip up this year. Nobody thinks they're going undefeated.
Isn't that reserved for when they play Arizona?
Or Stanford.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right? Yeah. Then you finish off Oregon State at rival Stanford, who they lost to in the last minute last year. And then Arizona State, which I have no clue why they're not playing in the last week of the year, but who gives a fuck?
Well, they're not playing the last week of the year because of the Pac-12 championship game.
Right. But normally you save the last week of the year for rivalries.
Yeah. Pac-12 is weird like that, though.
Yeah. I mean, Arizona won the South last year. Well, I'm just saying that.
Yeah, but Arizona, as much as we like to shit on Arizona, they're actually a pretty talented team.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much true of everybody in the South except Colorado.
And this is one of those 10-year Colorados, right? This is the year where Colorado is going to be good, or they're just never going to be good again. Connelly touched that in his preview.
They will never be good.
Yeah.
Until the spending rules are changed by the legislature. Until that happens, they will never be good.
I'll go ahead and say it. I think Colorado loses to Hawaii in week one.
It's
possible.
Is What's-His-Face still out there?
Chow?
Remember Chow?
Yeah.
Yes. But see, his starting quarterback is now a former USC starting quarterback, Max Wittig.
I like it.
I don't remember Mr. Winnick.
That's because he only like started one game, and that was because somebody was injured. I don't remember who.
He split time. He split time his sophomore year with Cody Kessler.
Ah, the infamous Cody.
Right. Ooh. But are we just rolling a dice to pick a winner in the South?
Yeah. Oh, I guess. I mean, see, good. I mean, if we could fast forward a couple of years, then we'd be back to just picking USC all the time. But you know, this is their first year with the full recruiting class. So,
I'm kind of picking that. Maybe not. They go to Arizona State, and that's their second conference game. So that's not great. They open with Stanford for Pac-12 play. I don't think the schedule just doesn't quite seem to set up well for them with having to play Stanford and Oregon. You know, and also you're going to Notre Dame, and yeah, that's not a conference game, but doing that a week before you host Utah, who's kind of cheeky fun Utah now. If it wasn't for the schedule, I'd probably put them as my pick.
I mean, going by schedule, I think he likes Sparky, but
I won't take Sparky because they don't have that history. I mean, it's probably Arizona again, I think.
Can we pick Cheeky Fun Utah?
You can, because you're pretty crazy.
You know, certainly.
I mean, conventional wisdom is probably UCLA, but, well.
I don't know.
I think at this point, conventional wisdom is actually Arizona.
Yeah.
This season.
Yeah. Crazy wild shot would be ASU.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, for Utah, at Oregon is their first conference game. You know, so it's kind of get that out of the way. And then, you know, you end with Colorado. And they're playing Oregon, Oregon State, and Washington are their three. What do you call?
This is the pack. This is the Pac-12. You get four cross division games.
No.
Yeah, because there's
one. Two.
You've got five. You've got five division games and a nine game.
Yeah,
games.
I'm going through. Hold on. One, two. Should probably look at the conference, figure out who the hell's in what. Cal. Okay, that's why. I was thinking Cal was in the South. So it's Oregon, Cal, Washington, and Oregon State. That's pretty manageable for the cross division.
And Utah only plays one rival this year. They only play Utah State.
Yep. Go Mormon Aggie.
Chucky Keaton's back.
Well, hey, you know, we don't want Utah starting 2-0 after they beat the pants off Michigan. But hey, it's okay, Michigan fans, because you'll get to experience the game with a full stadium at Utah. I'm here all
so
night.
So condescending.
That's
so lovely.
Someone's got to be the asshole.
I grew up in Ohio. I'm all for
Mocking
Michigan.
It's never a bad thing. But all right, so I guess then final question might be, does anyone make the college football playoff from either conference?
I've been saying all year that I have no idea. I mean, pencil in Ohio State in the Big 12 champs, and other than that, well, two other teams have to get in, but who knows? Oregon could conceivably one Pac-12 South team could just have all the coin flips land on their side. I guess there are three Power Five conferences that I'm thinking have two lost champions, and that probably won't actually happen. But
it's a long shot.
I'll say it. So I don't think that anybody from the ACC goes to the playoff this year.
That's one of the conferences that I'm figuring has a two lost champion.
Right. If Oregon wins the North, they'll go. I think if Oregon doesn't win the North and somebody else, I think, call me crazy here, and we said logic, conventional wisdom says Arizona wins the South. Arizona will go to the playoff.
And wait, that would mean, too, that Arizona would not get to play in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I can get behind that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, I don't see either. I think it'll be SEC, Big 12, Big 10, and then a second team probably from the Big 12.
That's where you're wrong, a mid-major. I'm joking.
No, but the little kid does not get to sit at the big kid table.
No, they won't make – that's like, wow, no.
They can't if Grandpa's on his deathbed.
That's like 2009, though.
Damn it.
Let's have five undefeated teams. It was three for it was just because.
Yep. Oh, well. But, all right. Well, I think it's about time to wrap things up here. We've discuss the two wonderful, wonderful conferences that are going to give us lots of great football.
The Pac-12 will give us lots of great football, and, well, Buddy and I will watch our team lose a lot of games.
Yes. You know what? I'm glad we're starting off with the two most confusing conferences this year, because it'll make the other podcasts that much better.
Right. I don't think the SEC is very straightforward either, but...
Show me...
Alabama.
Eventually Mark Richt will lose control of losing control of the SEC championship game, right?
Oh my god.
I like to hear Saban whining about all the things that make nothing to do with his team losing.
Yeah.
Well, this is obviously when you guys do the SEC, but we're totally going to see Arkansas win the SEC this year, aren't we?
That's
you're just in favor of all, you're just expecting
everything is burning. Everything is burning in Cassandra's world.
I want more burninating. You bastards took UAB football.
Well, hey, hey, you can get all the burning you want if you go to Florida State
and Arizona State.
That's very true. Very true. All right. Well, I don't feel like doing an ending, so fuck it. We're done.
Good night.